Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I am so glad that you joined me on today. I know that it is not our regular day, but I am excited, and I'm just thanking God for the love affair he and I shared. It's totally beyond compare, and it is not Monday as normally we're on Monday, but it is Tuesday. We had sort of a snowstorm here in the metropolitan Detroit area, and as a result, we lost some power, and in the process of us losing power, we had to decide to go another route, and that's when we had to just reschedule for today. So I'm so excited that you have come to join us on today, and it is just such a great day. But before we get started, I do want to direct you to our website, to www.themeplace.org. You want to make sure you get up there. You want to make sure you take advantage of all that we're offering. We're still offering our 50% discount on all of our coaching packages. This is the first time we've done it, and we don't know if we'll ever do it again. So you want to make sure you take advantage of that. A lot of the things that we're going to talk about today, as you're getting prepared for 2016, you will be able to go up on our website. If you need more information or you want a one-on-one consultation with us, you can do that, and we can arrange that as well. But I want you to probably want to have your notebook ready and handy, because if you have a small business, you want to make sure that you're part of this, and you want to make sure that you are cognizant of what's going on, because there are some things that are staying the same, but there are some things that are changing, and you want to make sure that you are part of all of it. And you want to make sure that you're maximizing your efforts in everything that you're doing coming up in 2016. It doesn't take a lot of money, but it does take some ingenuity in order for you to begin to do some of the things that you want to do. And it takes effort. It takes going to take some sweat, and it's going to take you staying abreast of the facts. In the Word of God, in Proverbs, the 24th chapter, it says, any enterprise is built up by staying abreast of the facts. You got to stay abreast of the facts. You got to stay ahead of the learning curve. You have to understand, I don't care if you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, an infopreneur, a speakerpreneur, a ministrypreneur, an authorpreneur, an artistpreneur, whatever preneur you are, and especially when you in emerging to smallpreneur, and I'm just going to say preneur because a lot of us are doing many different things, and some of you want to be that speaker, you want to get on that speaker circuit. Some of you're about developing information and getting that information out to other people. But whatever you are, some of you're writing books, and you want to know how to position yourself and how to get yourself ready for 2016. And I do want to say this. One of the primary things that you need to be doing right now is developing your marketing strategy. And we do help in helping you to develop that marketing strategy so you can understand all of the components of your marketing strategic approach. And a lot of times you don't understand it, but in order for you to go to that next level, you need to understand all about your marketing strategic approach. And again, I just want to direct you to our website, www.themeplace.org. And as I said, we're still offering our coaching packages at 50%. We have some new upcoming things that we will be doing in 2016 ourselves. But one of the things that we do is we try to keep our nose to the grind so then we can see exactly what's out there for you and what's entailed in order for you to be successful in what you do. And that's really important because my opinion, I believe that probably the um, that God has given you this idea. God has given you this. He's given you this company. He's given you this idea. He's given you this speaker platform. He's helped to birth out that book that's inside of you or that CD project that's inside of you. He's given you that ministry. And you want to know, how do I best position myself? And so we know that if there are things that, as predictions as we're doing them, there are some things we know, there are some things that we don't know. But one of the things I do know, I know that if you do something, success should be yours. So as you're preparing for your 2016 marketing plan, I want you to keep looking, think about these trends, and you can see them happening. And one of the things that I want to say, I know we've been using social media, and if you are an entrepreneur, you need to be using social media. So you need to begin to use social media even more. But I want you to do a better job in understanding what social media platforms are best for you. We're not going to have time to go into all of the nuances of each social media platform, but you need to know what social media platform is best for you, which one is working best for you. You want to know all of this. You also want to know that what are the trends. We know Facebook is the number one platform that a lot of small businesses are using. We also know that Facebook is changing, and they're changing the way they do things. So you have to understand that Facebook is changing the way it does things. So you have to be able to adapt to that change. You want to be able to adapt your whole marketing approach to that change. And that change, and a lot of that change that you're going to experience, is going to have a lot to do with advertising. So if you are looking to go to that next level, and it's not just Facebook, all of the social media platforms, they're moving to this whole thing about advertising. And so by 2019, you're going to see where more and more that's what's going to happen. And since Facebook bought out Instagram, you're going to see an escalation in sponsored, what they call sponsorships on Instagram, because Facebook has narrowed it down as well. They're controlling their algorithms, as all of these social media platforms. But Facebook is definitely controlling the algorithms of the number of people that you want to reach. And it's not just enough to have a Facebook personal page. You need a Facebook business page, and as well as if you want to do an advertising page, but definitely a business page, because you want to drive all of those friends that you have, you want to drive them in order for them to become to like your page and begin to see what you're putting out there. Now, the other thing that you want to do is that you want to begin to advertise on Facebook. And I'll be one to say that I try to get around it. I know that some of you all, you may not have all of the money to advertise on Facebook. But if you can afford, let's say $10 to $20 a week, a lot of times $10 to $20 a week, you sort of blow it. You don't know what happened to it. So if you could say maybe you're going to allocate anywhere from $50 to $80 a month, if you can do more, that's even better. One of my clients, she has been doing the Facebook advertising, and she, over this past year, she has grown her company tremendously. She has grown it all the way to, I think it's over 30,000. Now, I want to say this. Now, you can grow your social media followers and those that like your page, but you also have to make sure that you're putting out there what they need. Don't just put junk out there. So as we move into 2016, we know all of the social media platforms. You want to be able to access them. Know what they're being used for. Understand that. And in the process of you understanding it, do your due diligence in understanding each and every one of the social media platforms, and do your due diligence in the process of understanding them. I also want you to begin to understand how you can maximize your efforts with each social media platform that you're looking to use. And that's going to be critical to your success, is how well will you be able to use these social media platforms. The other thing is content. Content is still king. And you need to understand that content is still king, and it's going to be king a long time. It's going to be king as long as there is information to put out there. Content is going to be king. If you are putting content out there, if you are doing original content, let it be your original content. Do not use somebody else's content and say that it is not, that it's your original content. That is when you become a content curator. And as small businesses, as smallpreneurs, and I'm going to call you smallpreneurs, you have to realize that you may not have as much time and you don't have the staff in order to get as much content out as, say, a larger company. So what you want to focus on is 2016. You want to focus on great content. You want to make sure that the content that you're giving, that it's really good content. And it's not just something that you're throwing together, because the whole premise of it all is that you want to drive people to you. You are positioning yourself as an expert in your field, and content is going to help you position yourself as that expert in the field. And when we're talking about content, being a content creator, you're going to have to do some writing. If you do not feel comfortable at writing, do not just throw something together. I just want to say that again. Do not just throw something together. But you must put together your content. Must be done with a spirit of excellence. Because if you throw something together and you're throwing it out there, people are going to know that. They're not going to come back to you. So you want to know that what you're putting out there, what you're giving your people, it's going to be great content. And some people, as I said, the curator of content, if you are not the best writer, then curate other people's content. Put other people's content on your blog, put other people's content on your site, or even as you may be putting content out on social media, curate other people's content. It still positions you as an expert in what you're doing. Now, some of the other things that I want to share with you on today is blog and websites. And we talked a little bit about this. But you know what? That's still going to be the trend, and it's going to escalate. Why? Because your blog and your website, that is your personal property. And you need to understand that is your personal property online. And you need to have some place to direct all of those followers that you are getting on the social media platforms. You need to have a place to direct them, to say, that's my office, that's my building online, I need you to go to my website. And it's very cost efficient. All you have to do, you can go to Weebly.com, WordPress.com. They have a number of them that will, I know Weebly and WordPress, they definitely will give you a forever free website until you're able to pay for it. And Weebly has low cost web hosting fees. The other thing is that, but if you're looking to blog, Weebly does have the blogging features, and they're good. But you also want to look at WordPress, because WordPress.org, that's where you get your free site. WordPress.com is where it's free. WordPress.org is where you have to pay. However, you own your property, because you're going to go through a hosting company. WordPress.com, you don't necessarily own your property, and you have to be very careful, because when it comes to e-commerce and you're trying to sell things, you may not be able to reap the benefits, because WordPress.com will shut you down. So that's why you want to own your own property. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. Let's say if you can spend $10 a month, and as I say, you blow $10 a month, you don't know what you're doing with it. But this is the cost of your doing business. It's going to be the cost of you growing your business. So you want to make sure that you have that online presence. So as you're building your email list, and can I just say, email list is still going to be king. And, at one point, they thought that email lists were dying out, and that people were not subscribing to email lists and email. They kept saying email is not going to be email, it's going to be social media. But as I just told you, what we've learned about social media and the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you don't own that property. You're just a renter, and they can evict you at any time. But that's why your email and your and building up your list, that is going to be key. That's going to be a key component for your success in 2016. Make sure you have a good list. And if you have to start over from the bottom and say, you know what, I'm getting rid of all of the names, or what you can do is, you can decide within the first 3 months of 2016 or the first month of 2016, you're going to clean up your email list. And so your email list, you may have 1,000 names, you may dwindle down to 200. But it's better, as I was reading the book, The Launch by Jeff Walker, and one of the things he says is that it is better to have a list of people that you know that they want what you got than a whole list of people, and you're just sending stuff out and you're not getting any response. And so personalization, that's one of the trends that's going to be driving, that's going to drive 2016. Customers want personalization. They want to know that they're important to you. They want to know that you're talking directly to them. This is where, and I don't care how small your company is, know your audience niche. Know the demographics of your audience. Know the audience that you want to reach. That's going to be key. Personalization. It's going to be a hot button in 2016, probably going to move further than 2016, but you got to have that personal, you got to make it personal for your customers, because you want them to continue to keep coming back. So you have to make it personal. And that's where email marketing is going to really help you, because you're really going to be able to do a lot of segmented marketing, a lot of segmented email marketing campaigns to your audience where they know that you're talking directly to them. One way that you can do that is building up your email list as well as that personalization is do some surveying of your audience. If you have a huge list, try to get them to do some surveys so you can find out what are the things they like. Do they like what you're sending them? Do they read it? Do they respond to it? Do they respond to what you're doing? So all of these things to come into play. And you may say, well, what if I only have 200 names? That's not showing that I have this vast reach. But what if you have 1,000 names and you don't make a sale, but you have 200 names and you make at least 100? You make sales to at least 100 of those. Do the math. It's better to get a 50% return on your investment than no return on a thousand person list. It's better to get a 50% return on 200 names than to get no return or 0 to 10% return on a list of 1,000. Because what you know is this: you know you're reaching your audience. You know that you are reaching the people that want what you got. And then from there, they're going to become your evangelists, and they're going to be the ones that's going to take this message out. That's why you have to have the personalization. That's why you want to be able to make sure that your audience know that you understand who they are, you understand their likes, you understand their demographics, you understand why you're reaching them, you know their hot buttons, and you can do surveys. Survey Monkey, they do free surveys. There are some other ones, and we're going to be putting all this information up on our website, and you'll be able to access it in the next couple of weeks, because we're in the process of doing some revamping ourselves, and we want to make sure that you have access, that you're informed, that you are an informed preneur, smallpreneur. We want to make sure that you're informed, so then you will begin to understand exactly how you need to position yourself and why. So email marketing is here to stay, and part of email marketing is personalization, also content marketing. And then we dovetail right into storytelling. Storytelling is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And one of the things that with storytelling that you want to keep in mind is this, is that in the process of you're using storytelling, you want to make sure that you're engaging the audience. There are various styles of storytelling. There are some storytellings where you divulge everything up front, but there are some where you guide the people along, and you may give them a series of videos before you really let them know this is exactly what I want you to do. But people like storytelling. They like for you to put a story behind your product, a story behind your service. They want to know how did you get to the place where you've been. So you want to begin to do storytelling. Again, if you're not the greatest of writers, if you need to get someone to help you, you don't have a huge budget, you're on a shoestring budget, what I want you to do is you need to go sign up with Elance, ELACE.com. They're also Fiverr, FIVERR.com. And Fiverr is everything is $5. They have add-ons, but everything starts off at $5. The most basic packages start off at $5, but you'll be able to get you somebody to write for you and make sure that your content looks good on your website and with the emails that you're sending out. So those are some of the things that you can do, but content is going to be critical and storytelling. And all you have to do is basically sort of give them an outline and then they will weave the story together. And I want to say video. Can I say video? Video is escalating and it's going to escalate even more. About 74% of people are doing videos and watching videos. And through all from your website, to your blogging, to social media, to your emails, video is being interweaved in everything, and you're only going to see an escalation of videos, and that means that it's going to you're going to have to invest in probably better equipment for your own self as you're developing your videos, but videos, they is just going to escalate. We are a visual people. We want to see it. We want to see exactly what's coming in front of us. So video is still going to be hot and it's only going to get hotter as we move throughout 2016. So if you can do Periscope. Once you do the Periscope, it's up there 24 hours, so you want to make sure you get it down. And then once you get it down, you can download it to the other social media platforms. You can also upload it to your website or your blog. And you can also upload it to YouTube. But video, but you want to start getting video and developing some video. People want to see you. They want to see how your product works. Rather, you are doing webinars or whatever. They want to see how everything works for you. So you want to make sure that you begin to get video. You want to make sure that you begin to participate in video, and you want to know how it works. And look your best when you're on video because lots of people are going to see this video. But Periscoping, lots of people are doing that, and they're really using it to help brand themselves. So you want to begin to use Periscoping. These are cost-efficient measures that you can use in order to position yourself in the marketplace, positioning your brand and positioning yourself as an expert. And I do want to say that if you have a question, all you have to do is press number one. I will see your hand raised, and I will open up the lines. But these are some of the things that you want to begin to look at. But video is one of them. And so get comfortable in front of the camera. I mean, some people say, I hate my picture taken, but you're in a business and your whole goal is to grow your business, to expand your business, and you must use whatever tools are necessary in order for you to grow, in order for you to expand. You're going to begin to see, and we are seeing it, more cloud-based storage. So with the cloud-based storage, and you'll be able to access it. It's going to make your being a small business, an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, infopreneur, or whatever preneur that you are, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to be able to work remotely with others. And so as you begin to grow and you begin to use freelancers and consultants, the cloud is going to allow you to be able to interface with them more, because you'll be able to have your information up on the cloud. But you want to make sure that the clouds that you're using, that they are secure clouds, that people won't be able to just hack your information at will. So you want to make sure that those clouds are secure and they have the security behind them. You more than likely won't be able to pay for that type of security, but the clouds that you use, Apple clouds, Microsoft is starting their cloud. Theirs is one, can't think of it off the top of my head, but they have their cloud. We know Google has the Drive. And so that's going to be key for small businesses in 2016 and being able to do collaborations with other small businesses or even large businesses. That cloud, having that cloud in place is going to be critical, that cloud of storage for data. So you want to make sure that you begin to tap into the cloud and you establish a cloud in order for you to have in order for you to be able to collaborate and to interact with those that you may have to hire remotely. And as a small business, consultants and freelancers, you're going to need them, and this is going to be a great way that you'll be able to work with them even more efficiently than what you have in the past. It's going to make it a lot more seamless, and you don't have to you'll be able to work with them in real time, because you all will be able to work on documents at the same time. So the cloud is going to be critical to small businesses and the growth of your small business as you're moving forward. Podcasts for small business, that is a great way to get your message out there. You're finding what the experts are saying, that YouTube, a lot of large businesses are using YouTube more than small businesses, and small businesses are gravitating toward the podcast. So as a small business, that's what you want to do. You want to gravitate towards that podcast and using the podcast and making the podcast work for you. So so as you're moving into 2016, if you're not podcasting, I think you need to start podcasting as well. And develop a library of messages, of information that you can have at will in order to give people. And your podcast, you can also use those and sell them. So they also can be a revenue generator for you, but they also can be a generator in order to increase your email list. So you must have a subscriber page on your website, and you must have a website and a blog. Some people say you don't, and I just keep going back to that, because that's going to be critical to your growth as you're moving into 2016. So you want to make sure that you have that website in place. You want to make sure you have a way to capture email addresses. And because if they came to your website, more than likely they are interested in what you're doing. So you want to have a subscriber list, and you want to do like they have the pop-ups. Just before somebody leaves, it may pop up and say, "Did you mean to leave before you signed up? Before you signed up to our subscriber list?" And you can always do a giveaway, a white paper, as I said, a podcast, something that you may already have and is not going to take you a lot of effort in putting together. But it will enable you to capture those email addresses and capture those names that you need as you are growing your list and as you are making sure that those that are a part of your list, that they really want to be a part of your list. I mean, you can go and take names, and I've done it before, and you can have thousands of names, but if none of those people want what you got, you just have a lot of names and you're just sitting out. And if you don't have money and you say, "Well, I don't really have the money to do emailing," start off with MailChimp. If you're not doing a lot of email marketing, start off with MailChimp.com. I use MadMimi.com. At one point, they used to allow you to do 12,500 emails a month, but they dropped down. So if you don't have money for email marketing, and sure enough, there are going to be some things you're not going to have access to, use MailChimp.com. If you do have a little more money, but you don't want to spend a huge amount of money, then go with MadMimi.com, because you're going to get more more return on investment for the dollars that you spend. And so so you have to really go in there, do your comparative analysis, and see which one really works. But can I say, I don't really encourage small businesses to use Constant Contact, because they can be a money drainer. And right now, you don't need that. So I don't want you to go in there using all of the Constant Contact, but I want you to be able to grow your list. If you get to a place where you feel like you want Constant Contact, do that. And there are some others out there, but as a small business, MailChimp, it's power-packed. It has a lot of tools that you can use, and it's a way that you can grow your list and get the names that you really need to get. The other thing that I want to talk about is mobile apps. And we here at the Me Place, we do offer mobile apps. That if you want a mobile app, and I can't begin to stress to you how much that's where we're moving. We're talking about the mobile responsive design websites, and they're still popular, and they're gonna continue to be popular in 2016. But that mobile app is becoming even more popular because it's right there. People can launch right into your website. They don't have to do a search. They can do everything right there in the palm of your hand. If you are a ministry, if you are a church, and you don't have an app, you need to get an app. Because basically that app becomes a walking evangelistic tool in the palm of every member of your church. And for those of you who are not, it becomes such a great tool for that can be used. And so you want to make sure mobile applications, and as we said, we do facilitate in helping you to develop an app. All you have to do, go to our website where it says coaching. It has on your mobile app, and then we'll make sure we contact you, or you can contact us to find out more about the mobile apps and how you can get one. But you know what? It's just like when the internet first hit, and everybody said, you got to get a website. You want to jump on board and getting a mobile app. And ministries and churches, I want to stress that even more, and small businesses, you need a mobile app. You can get a mobile app even for your book or your CD. Or what you can do is have your mobile app, and so as you're producing one CD or one book after the other, your app will be able to be useful, a useful tool for you. So you want to tap into mobile technology. It is going to mushroom, and it's going to begin to push out even the responsive design of your site. So you do want your website to also be built on a responsive design platform. So then no matter what device that a person is visiting your website on, it's going to be a great experience for them. And so this trend is going to continue into 2016. But what's beginning to escalate is mobile apps. Tie that mobile app into your responsive design website or blog. And the other piece is e-commerce for small businesses. Make sure that you're tapping into e-commerce for small business. It's going to be critical for your success. Make sure you have e-commerce on your site. Remember, WordPress.com, you've got to be so careful, because it's only so much they're going to let you do on that site or sell on that site when it's free. And so if you want to get a site, some hosting companies are Bluehost, GoDaddy. Bluehost is probably one of the number one WordPress sites, managed hosting companies. So, but do your due diligence going out there to find out what's best for you, and then also look at it from a cost factor. But that way you'll be able to have that e-commerce on your site. You'll be able to generate the type of revenue you want. You can also go to Weebly. Weebly has e-commerce. Some of the others have it, but I know Weebly has incorporated e-commerce into their whole platform. If you're not into blogging, but you're primarily looking to sell some products, I would direct you to Weebly. They have a great e-commerce package that you can use, and it's cost efficiently. And the other thing, you need to have some type of mobile device where you can take sales on the spot. And a church, you need to have some type of mobile device, church or ministry. And so PayPal has PayPal here. You have the Square. Those are two that are free. And if you're a small business, that's a great way to start out. One thing I love about PayPal, as soon as the swipe is done, the money is placed in your account. So as soon as that swipe is done, the money is placed in your account. And each one of them have their advantages and their disadvantages. But PayPal, all you have to do is set up a PayPal account, and it's easy to transfer money if you need to transfer money to somebody. But you want to make sure that you have your e-commerce in place, your products that you're looking to sell, that you have all of those in place, and that there are the individuals who's going to be able to access what you're doing. So that's why during this season, you must do your due diligence. You must do what is necessary. During 2016, you are moving forward. One thing about it, 2015 is coming to a close. There's nothing you can do about it, but you can do something about 2016 as you are preparing, as you're getting prepared to move into another dimension. I've told you what these hot buttons going to be for you as a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, an infopreneur, a ministrypreneur, a speakerpreneur, an authorpreneur, an artistpreneur. You got to be up to speed, and you got to know how to use publicity. And the other piece that I also want to share with you at this time is I want you to understand that in the process of you putting all of these things together for yourself, make sure you plan it out. Make sure you come up with your marketing strategy for 2016. Spend that time. If you haven't done it, allocate now to the end of January that you're going to be doing that, putting together that marketing plan and putting together your marketing strategy. That's going to drive you to success in 2016, and that's really what it's all about. It's about you being successful. It's about you knowing what those hot buttons are and what you need to do in order for you to get prepared. And so remember, it's up to you, and it's what do you want? What are you looking for? What are the strategies that you need? And at the Me Place, we're able to help you do that. We're able to help you develop marketing strategies. We're able to help you position yourself and teach you how to position yourself, how to use all of these different platforms and for it to be effective in what you're doing. And as I said, right now we have 50% discount on all of our coaching packages. We've never done it before. We don't know if we'll do it again. But we know that we're planning to end it on December the 31st. So you want to come, you want to make sure you get 3 days to get in here and to take advantage of it. And we want you to take advantage of it. I do hope that, I know I've thrown a lot of information out at you, but I do hope you understand these are going to be the hot buttons. These are going to be the trends, and it's moving you into 2016, and you have to know what you need to do. The other piece I want to say to you before we close this session, you still got to marry the brick and mortar, that in person, remember the personal touch. Don't just think you're going to do everything via the internet. There are people who don't want to use the internet. They want that personal interaction. So you're still going to have to use the personal interaction with digital and marrying the two. And so those are the things that you want to look at as you're moving into 2016. So if you're offering webinars a few times a year, you want to offer some seminars and some workshops where people can begin to meet you face to face, especially in your local area. And you still want to network face to face as well as digital networking via the internet. All of these, they're going to drive you. They're going to help your company go to that next level. You want to make sure that you stay in contact with us. Get to our website, www.themeplace.org, so then you can take advantage of all we're doing. Become a subscriber with us, because we're going to be sending out a lot of information. We want to help you be better at becoming all God envisioned, so you can experience what he saw. spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth, and be that leader, that marketplace influencer that he has called for you to be for such a time as this. Rather you're a business owner, rather you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, an infopreneur, a ministrypreneur, and a speakerpreneur, an artistpreneur, or an authorpreneur, or whatever preneur you are, we are here to help you succeed in every endeavor that you do. I do hope that you join us next week as we come back and we're to provide more information that's going to help take you to the next level. I'm so glad that you joined me on today, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, shower with blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.